Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls podcast, in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we deconstruct it scene by scene, because what else? What else do we have to do with our lives?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have two amazing, hilarious guests. The first one is Aisha Alpha.
Hello.
And I swear I'm a lady. I'm not a man.
She's definitely a woman.
You said that like I have my boobs out right now.
We can see her anatomy.
We're giving her a full medical check.
And we also have the very funny Sean Halpin.
Yay. Hi. I'm a man.
Let's just go around and say what our genders are. That'll help the listener immensely. So guys, so we start off the show by asking you guys, like, what's your Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls changed your life or affected it, or if any changes at all? So we'll start with whoever would like to start.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to watch Golden Girls, like, reruns and stuff when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I mean, it's just a bunch of old ladies living together. Which was sort of bizarre. Like, at the time, you're like, oh, that's cool. But then I thought about it. I was like, does that actually happen? Like, is that, like, going on? And then it made me start to think of my family, and I realized I had two gay aunts. Yeah. And I hadn't realized it until I started thinking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah.
You have golden girls in your own backyard.
Yeah.
They're roommates.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like. They're just best friends who've lived together for a long time. And have never dated a man before.
Whoa.
That makes sense. Yeah. But, yeah.
So. Awesome. And you grew up in Canada.
Yeah, mostly in Canada. Cool. Yeah.
So Golden Girls is a very known...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that theme song is like... Yeah. That and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, those two theme songs. Like, yeah. Everybody, you know what I mean? No matter how old or young you are, right. Everyone knows them.
They're a staple.
Yay. Yeah.
Everyone has them as ringtone.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
And like, the amount of times I've written to my friends and been like, thank you for being a friend. And then like, just genuinely being like, oh, thanks for my friend. And I have to write out all the rest of the lyrics because I'm like, you can't start a sentence and not finish the whole theme song.
And if you threw a party.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knew. They're like, oh, we get it. I shot like, nope, right. I'm not done.
I have to sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Sean, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody watched it. And then, it was always kind of fascinating, like, you know, why did they live together?
Yeah.
And then it kind of got creepy a little bit. I'm like, they could move out on their own.
Yeah.
But it's cool, you know, to see, you know, I guess when you get it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather them, you know, live like that than live alone, I guess, and be depressed.
That would be a really bad sitcom. Right. Just like four depressed ladies living separately.
They just cut to it. Yeah. Well, there's a point where they do, like, fight and they move out and they have roommates that, like, that are horrible. They're just like, they're like, do you want to eat cheesecake? And like, no, I have to go. I have stuff to do. Like, they don't
want to
be friends. And then they're like, oh, we miss each other. So that's a whole episode of itself. But we watched an episode that was also something else. Season 1, episode 22, it is called Job Hunting. The original air date was March 8th, 1986, so almost 29 years ago. And Genevieve, would you like to do a brief synopsis of the episode?
Sure. I guess.
Do it. Well, she just goes, no.
Yeah, she's like, nah.
I'm done.
I quit. Yeah. Well, Rose... loses her job at the grief counseling center, and she has to find another job, and it's a little bit stressful. And Blanche is 3 pounds overweight, upset about it, and Sophia can't find her pepperoni. So
that's
she's
the, so many things
that's,
there. So
that's
many
the
things.
D plot. Yeah. This and then Dorothy
gets a call from an old friend. She's very excited.
Yeah, yeah.
A Barry Glick.
Yeah, she's very excited.
Oh, but I'm fine.
And they talk about their first times with a man.
Yeah, yeah. And whether they came or not.
Like, for real.
Like, we're not joking. This is a main plot line of the story. Okay, so the first episode starts off with Blanche cutting a bunch of vegetables because she's
going to go detail by detail.
Right, yeah. we start so detailed just to lay the ground. And so, yeah, so she's cutting a bunch of vegetables and she's humming this some tune. I didn't recognize it, never heard it before. And so she's cutting vegetables because she thinks she's fat. She said she gained 3 weight, so she's like, if she eats vegetables, yeah, she's gonna lose weight. So
it's celery stuffed with cream cheese.
Yeah,
cottage cheese.
When they say cottage cheese, I was like,
yeah,
cream cheese. Yeah,
yeah, I'd be on board.
Cream cheese, I would be on board too. Yeah, cottage cheese is like,
I've never actually eaten cottage cheese. It just looks disgusting. It's like someone ate delicious cheese and barfed it back out. You know?
Yeah, I like cottage cheese by itself sometimes.
Oh, I like it mixed in with some jam.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, there's actually, like, you can buy these packs of cottage cheese with, like, swirls of jam in them.
Like, as if it's yogurt, kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty good.
I don't know.
That really sold it.
It makes me not.
Yeah.
It's good if you mix chocolate ice cream with it.
Chocolate ice cream with cottage cheese?
And then take the cottage cheese out?
Yeah, that's okay.
I think, yeah. Perfect. Well, later on, they just eat a bunch of garbage. So Blanche doesn't stick to her diet. And so Sophia comes in and she's like pissed off already. She's like, I want my fucking pepperoni.
She does
right
say
now.
That.
Like, Blanche, like, they found it later, but I initially thought that Blanche ate it, and that's why she gained 3 pounds. Like, and so I was thinking that this would be, that was, like, the plot. I don't know, like, that was going to be a bigger plot, but it wasn't. And so one thing about this episode that was different is this was actually the second episode recorded, and then they moved it and put it into between episodes 21 and 23. And so Sophia's wig is, like, not the right color wig. Like, it's, like, white. Yeah. And, like, her...
It's tighter. It's smaller, too.
Mm-hmm. It's smaller. Yeah. She's not carrying around her purse, because she carries...
She carries her purse.
When she was sitting in the dark, she did have it, but yes.
She did have it in her purse. Yeah, and then Blanche's hair is also different. And so, the camera work, you guys probably don't...
I know.
Camera work was different.
It was weird, too. It was... the shots were tighter.
They're tighter.
And then the panning across the table and stuff.
There was a lot of, like, panning in... Yeah, it was really awkward. Like, the director was just like, I love pants.
Like, it seemed tighter and lower.
Tighter and lower. I think they're still trying to experiment. Right. They're probably still trying to experiment with, like, what's going to make them look younger. Yeah. Or, you know, like, and so they're still trying to figure it out.
It was the first episode without Coco, the cook. Yeah. Pilot. So they were just all trying to figure it out.
They're trying to, like, Sophia was probably rattled. Like, Estelle Getty was probably rattled because originally Sophia wasn't in the cast. And it was like they had a gate cook. And so Sophia, though, did so good with audience, like, audience feedback that they took out the gate cook and they replaced him with Sophia. And so...
Wow. Like, so how did they see... Sophia, they did, like, a test run beforehand with different...
Yeah, because, like, the first episode, it was, like, the gate cook and everyone else. And then Sophia moves in, like...
Oh, I see.
Because her retirement home burnt down.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, actually, watching that episode. Sometime.
Yeah. Which later, if we find out that she burned it down. But that's a different episode. Okay. And so so Sophia's not gonna eat the fucking cottage cheese shit. She's like, that's garbage. I want my pepperoni. And so then she just sits. Then Dorothy comes in and Sophia gives her shit about the pepperoni's gone. And she says, like, did you call Dan Rather or something like that?
Was it
Dan
Rather? Yeah.
Okay.
The newsman of the time.
The newsman of the time. Yeah. And then Rose comes in and she's like, super depressed. She's like, shit's gone down. And she won't say what it is, but everyone's like, sit down, tell us what's happening. And then, so then Dorothy's like, Ma, get her water. And then Sophia's like, no. She's like, fuck no. Like, water's never helped anyone.
She goes on this whole, like, anti-water tirade. Yeah. Yes. She's not wrong. She has good points.
Nobody's ever said, oh, good, here's the water. The water saved us. Like, yeah, and so they
find no one chooses water.
Yeah.
At any point we're in trouble.
Like if you're sad or upset, you know, you go for a beer, you go for food.
Right.
You know, like, get let's go down to the spring. Dip our mouths.
Get some water. Yeah.
Give her a nice shallow bowl of water. That will help her. And so, and then Dorothy's so the center closed, the grief center shut down, and then Dorothy's like if you don't work for 2 weeks, like, me and you are in the same boat. Like, we are out on the street. Like, like, they won't be able to make their, like, the mortgage. They'll close down. They have to, like, move out. It sounds like tragic. Like, she didn't have savings or, like, there was no, like, pension of any sort. Like, there was just... Like
they were gonna paycheck to paycheck.
They're living paycheck to paycheck. Well,
she's probably on Social Security because she never had a job.
Right.
And so she's probably what if she's getting like $400 a month?
Yeah.
You know, or something.
Right.
but that's the worst thing when you looking for a job and then everyone's telling you what to do and you're like, dude, I'm looking.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're that fine,
like I'm trying, right? And so their honor case are like they're not even like they don't even let me they feel bad for her, but they're like you need to go get a job now. Like, yeah. Right.
Because but secretly, she's been trying.
Secretly, she was been trying to get a job. And so then she's like, I don't know if I can do it, but I'll try. Right. And so the next scene, they're in the lanai, out in the lanai. And Milton.
I haven't even heard that word.
It's
is that like a back patio?
Yeah, it's like a patio.
Lanai.
Yeah.
I want to name like
a kid. Who is she?
Yeah, I know. I was like, tell me the first thing.
They're inside of the woman other named Lanai. okay, so what's happening? There's this dude named Milton in the fucking patio, like reading Dorothy's Newsweek and
just
chilling, just fucking bathing in this Miami sun.
That was a great
wearing
scene,
a suit. Yeah, that was a great scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
And she walks out there looking at the newspaper. That's like us walking around texting. And then, you know, she was in her own world. But who would think that there's someone out there sitting in, in their yard?
That's true. Yeah.
Newspapers are the texting of the 80s.
You said it here first.
So she's like, can I help you? He's like, no. And then, he's like, where do you live? And he's like, 20 minutes away. So, and then she's like, are you waiting for the bus? No, like, he's like, I usually take the bus here, but I walk today or something like that. She's like, are you waiting for the bus now? And so, like, the guy's an idiot. Like, fucking dumb as fuck.
She's like, basically saying, like, where do you live and why aren't you going there?
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm trying to get in touch with my emotions. And he's, like, so, like, just cold and weird. And then Dorothy comes in and Rose comes in and she's like, oh, you met Milton. And then Dorothy's like, dump him, Rose. He's a fucking...
He's dead. What is it? Driftwood?
Driftwood.
Yeah. And she's like, no. He's from the grief center. So like...
Which seems like a big breach of confidentiality somehow, just having this guy come to her home and telling everybody his business.
This is why she lost her job.
Yeah.
This is...
They just relocated, didn't tell her.
Yeah.
Exactly. They just put a close sign and then they turned off the lights.
How do they have her personal... I guess her home number. Everyone had her home number.
Yeah.
But I thought when she gave him the note... I thought it was a check. Like she was gonna help someone else out when she doesn't have the money. So that when I saw it, because it looked like a check, so I'm thinking, oh man, that's where the direction of the plot's gonna go.
So all her savings are going to these people.
Yeah,
to Milton.
Yeah. Well, I just want to help them.
You're not helping yourself.
Right. She like takes out 10 credit cards to help these people.
I've rewritten the episode, people. Actually.
But it's totally like it's illegal for her to be doing this, but like like having a grief counseling center out of your home when you don't have a license, like you're breaking so many laws, and you got it right. Like they are like there's like counselor patient confidentiality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she just tells Dorothy, his wife just left him with his partner and they took all his money. Yeah. Like,
and she's like, bye.
Yeah.
And in Milton's face, he's like so sad when she says that.
He's like, I've never heard out loud before.
Yeah. This makes worse out loud.
That's how it's a great name for it too. Like Milton just sounds like a sad man. Yeah. You know?
But just the way he was dressed too. Like, yeah. You know, just a jerk at a country club.
That's exactly what
it is. Calm down, Milton. Yeah. Probably drinks brandy.
Oh man.
Nobody on this table is rooting for Milton.
They all like Milton.
You know what? I want to steal his money and run away.
He had it coming. Come on. Him and his Newsweek.
He probably drives a Lincoln Town Car.
Exactly. Sell your fucking car, yeah. Lincoln, yeah. Or Milton. Yeah. You know, like.
And like they must have stolen his car because he's taking the bus. So they like, they took fucking everything. Took
except for that snappy suit.
Okay.
But that guy's probably still getting residuals on that episode.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
He just got 5 cents when we watched it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He got a check.
That's
from,
how residuals
he got
work,
a check,
right?
From Roku. Yeah.
Am I right?
So then so she says to Milton, Rose says to Milton, you can call me day or night. And then Dorothy's like, what? And so she walks him out and then closes the door and then she's like, he's an idiot. Like, oh, no, what is
he? He's a royal pain.
He's a pain in the rear.
She said,
he's a pain in the rear.
I think she said rear. I don't think he was even as cool as butt.
Right. And then, like, when she turns around, that's like her intro credit, like in the theme song. That's like when they say Betty White.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the one.
And this one also had Blanche's intro move. She walks through the.
And I thought.
For everyone listening, that made no sense what I just did.
But it made all the sense.
All the sense to us.
They can see it.
Yeah.
The intro strut of Blanche is in this episode, and it makes no sense because I originally thought, like, that it was like she was modeling or something. Oh, yeah. She was showing off, but she was just walking to the living room. Like
she was just bothered.
Yeah.
It's her bothered hot strut.
She always walks around like she's in a pageant.
Yeah. Wasn't she like a pageant girl, her character?
Yeah, she's definitely
strutting around.
She has a background of everything. She's like, I used to act, I used to dance, I used to do this, I used to go to like all girls school. Like she was a Rockette for a while.
Oh boy.
Yeah, she was in the USO shows. Like she like the stories that she tells expand like huge. Like, yeah. So something's not.
Well, it's every job that where you're a female is an object.
Every female object job.
Playboy.
Yeah.
Sexy waitress.
All the roles that every woman gets cast in for their first acting game.
And then Sophia comes in with all these memos. She's been taking Rose's memos. Debbie is despondent, Rachel is depressed. And someone got deported. Miguel got deported. Right.
But when she got that note, did you see she ripped it up?
Yeah.
Because she didn't have to deal with them anymore.
Yeah. She's like, I guess that's
fuck this Mexican.
He called me from Cuba.
Oh, Cuba.
Why does it have to be Mexican?
Yeah.
What if he was French?
Yeah.
Or Canadian. Yeah.
But he's Miguel.
Was that his name?
No, I don't remember.
He went back to Canada.
They deported him to the wrong country. Just get out of here. And then
you like it, it's nice.
and then there's a memo within these that is Barry Glick. And so, and also also breaching confidentiality, like by saying what these people's problems are all about. He keeps doing it. And so Dorothy's like, Barry Click. Oh my God. Barry. She just like jizzes her pants, like right off the back when she reads that name. And so
it seems really out of character too for her. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And they met where, in high school?
Yeah.
They were the sweethearts or something.
High school. She really liked him.
She liked him in high school.
She liked him in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's freaking out about, he's like, I would have married him. And like, if he's 50 pounds within his normal weight, I'm totally going to bone and marry him. Like, and so that's, so, okay.
I think she's a fierce lover. I think she's a fierce fighter, and I think she's a fierce lover. Mm. And I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah, she's a take control.
Right.
Yeah.
She's very strong, but then she gets in love really fast, and like whenever, and it doesn't matter like what their imperfections are, she'll overlook them, and then all the other girls have to be like, yeah, he's married. Like, yeah. Yeah. So like,
that's just one imperfection.
Yeah.
Confidence, man. Well,
he's a great guy, but
he's married.
The one thing I'm a bit sticky on.
I'm also always uncomfortable when Dorothy is like, when she wants to fuck someone.
Yeah, it's because
she's always like, oh, like I just don't want to think about it. Like,
when she starts talking sexual.
When she's talking sexual.
Like,
Then
she pulls out her penis.
Exactly. I feel like she'd be like a super kinky lover. Like, she'd be one of those people at a convention who's got, like, a leather mask on and, like, a strap on. You know what I mean? That's what I think Dorothy would be.
You don't have to go to a convention to do that.
That's the only place I've ever been able to wear my leather mask and strap on, so I don't know.
In public.
You can do it at home now. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah. My roommate's like, what the fuck? I should have. You know, the wango, you know what I mean?
I feel really awkward in private at home. But in a convention.
In a convention.
I can be myself.
Yeah. Well, people can look at you at convention.
Leather con.
Yeah. Leather con.
No, just Comic Con. Like, I'm just going to Comic Con dressed like a kinky sexual being. But...
Dorothy's born that goes to Comic Con. Full leather. Yeah. She's definitely a top. I know. Like, oh, she has to be a top.
Yeah. Oh, we all know this.
Okay. And so. And then Dorothy says something like, you gotta get a job, you gotta try, and then, or something like that. Also, there was a dead cat in the scene somewhere. And then one of the memos.
Oh, right. Someone found her cat.
Someone found a cat, but
it was
dead.
Right.
Underneath
a Jeep Wagoneer.
Jeep Wagoneer.
Painted a good picture.
It did.
Yeah. One of those Jeeps with the wood paneling on the side.
Yeah.
But again, they were attacking her. You have to get a job.
Why are you
helping? Give her a day.
I know.
It was 3 hours
of time.
This is the next day.
Right. I was just fired. Okay, we're going to give you a 5-hour break.
And then you better have a job.
You're going to have a glass of water. And then you have to start looking. Okay, and so the next scene, Rose is sleeping in her bedroom. It's midnight, and Dorothy's pounding at the door, wakes her up, and she's like, Rose, get up! You have a call! Like, she says, you have a phone. She does, like, charades, like, phone gestures. Mm-hmm. Call! And then Rose is like, is it time to milk the cows, daddy?
Well, because she had earplugs in.
She had ear. Oh, did she?
She took them out, and then that's why she couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, sometimes I'll sleep with earplugs. Mm. Oh, that's so
good. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Sleep. But then you hear your own heartbeat, and you start freaking out. That's scary. Like you're on cocaine.
Sometimes I sleep with a stethoscope on.
Taped to my heart.
To your heart. You walk in, you're like, what?
Why is he?
Just want to make sure I'm still alive.
So Rose takes off her stethoscope.
But do you really think it was 12? Do you think it was like 9:30?
Yeah, for them, they're like, it's the middle of the night.
Right. It's the middle of their night.
Yeah.
It's like daylight out. And you have a call from Milton. You told him, he's like, why is he calling? Oh, Rose is like, why is he calling? And then Milton's not in the scene. Rose, Dorothy's like, you told him you can call day or night. So what the fuck? And then so... We didn't hear what problem he had.
Probably just the same one.
Probably. Yeah.
He is a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's Blanche there. Like, he just wanted fucking Blanche. That's all. He wanted Blanche.
Well, he hadn't met her yet at that point, has he?
No.
No, he didn't know about her yet.
Yeah.
Or he knew about her.
Oh, okay. Then probably not.
Maybe he sensed her.
Maybe he wants to.
Yeah, I feel like Blanche leaves like pheromones through. He felt her presence, yeah.
Right. She's like, there's desperation in this home.
Because Rose said she was just, you know, it's a figure of speech, call me day or night.
Yeah, call me day or night. It's like... when you say the world smiles at you, the world doesn't really smile at
or
you.
Or like laugh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was a great line. And then Dorothy leaves the room, and then that's when Blanche comes out, and she's like, I don't like calls in the middle of the night, the middle of our night. And so they're like, now she can't get to sleep. So she has to yell at people. Like, and so they go into the living room, and they sit down, and they're like, now there's nothing that can get me Dorothy's like, there's nothing that can get me to go back to sleep. Blanche says, I know something else that can get me go back to sleep. And when she's talking about sex, and we all caught that. But then Sophia is in the dark. She's like, sitting in the dark and turns on like a lamp, and then I forget what she says, but
they go, why are you sitting in the dark? And she goes, like, why are you seeing this room in the light?
I know what this room looks like.
Why do you need the light?
Yeah,
but it was kind of creepy. But it reminded me of my grandmother, how you know how like I would sleep in the living room and I'd wake up and it'd be like, you know, 5 in the morning, and my grandmother's just sitting in a chair.
It is something like grunting at us. Like, the lights are off. And
just waiting to die. Just waiting for death.
Contemplating death.
I feel like people did a lot more just sitting back in, like, now everyone's on the phones, or you know, you can't have your Kindle, you can be watching TV. But like, even before radio and stuff like that, like, can you imagine just people just sat around, like, just. Yeah. Looking at each other and just waiting for night to fall, you know?
Yeah, she's contemplating death. She's got a gun in that purse. She's like, I can do it now. I can take everyone with me.
Like, they stopped her suicide attempt. Oh, wow. Is that what happened?
Yes.
That what we just saw in Golden Girls, hard hitting.
What if you realize that's what happened? Every episode, they stopped her from killing herself.
It's like the South Park Kenny, you know, Kenny dies every time. Like, Sophia's always trying to kill herself in every episode.
Because we never know what's in her purse. What if it was just a gun case?
Yeah.
We suspect there's
guns
in
there. This is
how
they stay golden. Stop Sophia from killing herself.
She's just sitting there like, fucking pepperoni.
Like, that's what set her off.
Yeah.
Ironically, pepperoni, might as well just end it. It's done.
Pepperoni in her purse. Probably.
Probably. Rose comes out, she apologizes, and they again tell her, you need to get a job, we're broke as fuck. And then that's when Rose says, I have been getting interviews, does nobody wants me? It's that I'm old and useless. And then that's when Blanche like is so like taken aback that she does like an O face. She's just like, oh,
like a multiple O face.
Well, yeah.
They don't think she's trying because she hadn't told them like every interview she's gone on, everything she's done. So then she kind of just gets frustrated with it and then runs into the kitchen.
Right. Into her bedroom.
Into her bedroom.
Oh, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then she's like, the kitchen, cute little girl.
Yeah. Kitchen, yeah. Like, nobody wants me.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I wrote that down. I was like, old ladies are just like teenagers. Like, that's what it seemed like.
They're door slamming.
Yeah.
You're born a kid and then you go, you know, to where you have to wear diapers again.
Yeah, it's a full circle.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a full circle. Oh, okay. So the next scene, Rose is sulking on her bed, and then Blanche and Dorothy come in to comfort her, and she starts complaining about, like, oh, she starts saying, like, you need to, they start comparing her losing her job to, like, her husband dying. Yeah.
In that harsh, what do they say? Like, you're 55, your husband died 5 years ago, you lost your job. Like, she's like, oh my God, yeah. So horrible.
I thought it was longer than 5 years.
It was 15 years.
Oh, 15.
Okay. Yeah.
But I thought they said five or something.
Oh, you know what it was? She was acting afterwards. She talks about how after they had sex, it took her 5 years to, like, have an orgasm. That's
Right. But you're right. They said,
in this episode, they said
you're 5 years older. You're five.
That's right.
You know, so they say that's something that is not consistent. Like, her husband died 15 years ago in episode 3, and so and then through the rest of the series, but in episode 2, quote unquote 2, which is this is 2,
yeah,
he died five years ago. So they fucked up in that sense. And here's another theory. He died 15 years ago, but she didn't bury him until 10 years later, kept the body.
'Cause she's a psycho. Yeah. So Sophia's trying to kill herself. Right. Rose is psychotic.
She's on the farm.
Dorothy's a kink.
There's a kink. And then, like, she's like 10 years later, oh, I gotta get rid of the skeleton. I have to move on with my life.
The skeleton is getting rid of itself, basically. It's just disintegrating.
She, like, touched it, and then, like, it just shat, like, turned into dust. Okay, and so... So they look at her. Oh, then they do the whole thing, like you're 5 pounds.
Oh yeah.
You're 3 inches bigger. So,
like, you have more wrinkles. So does Blanche.
Yeah.
Like, 5 years older. So am I. So does Blanche.
And then, like,
you're thicker in your middle. So is Blanche.
Yeah. Blanche is so good at. Like, Drew McClanahan is just so good at her facial gestures. Classic. Okay, and then they say she has an interview, and I don't know how they didn't know that she had interviews when, like I don't know, I would be able to tell when someone's getting ready to go for an interview if they lived in my home, you know.
But, like, they always dress pretty nice, so
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they're at work. Yeah. Probably.
They're probably at work. She's like, I gotta sneak out and do this interview. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you tell your...
Under the cover of day.
Cover of day. Yeah. So they pick up her, like, clipboard like this.
Had a clipboard and a pen on it already.
Yeah. Had a clipboard and a pencil. She had a fucking pencil. And then she starts, like, it's this job for hospital administrator, which people go get degrees to do. Right. And, like,
you have to have a master's degree.
Yeah. There's a degree in hospital administration. And so she's applying for this job. Maybe that's the problem. She's like, I want to be a lawyer. Like, I wanna, she's going fucking, like, she's applying for doctor. Like,
well, but she's getting interviews at these places.
Yeah. Yes. How bad is the
law? Yeah, but they're probably going, okay, let's see this whack job.
We just have, like, an open call for this hospital.
But, and two, why would you put your years of marriage on a resume?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, what does that prove?
Right. That's what you should put on our resume. It's like, 10 years single.
Yeah, yeah. Like, my last relationship ended like this, you know? Like,
kept a skeleton in my...
I wonder if maybe back, like, when you were married like that, it might just look like a chunk of your work that was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, what were you doing for 32 years? Maybe that was the whole...
You're raising children and stuff like that.
You're a housewife.
Yeah, and she graduated in home ec, which was, like, really strange to think that was a thing.
I know.
Like, I'm going to go to college to be a housewife. I was like, what the, or, I mean, or teach home ec. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Martha Stewart got a degree in home ec. I don't know. Yeah, she did good. But, yeah, that was strange to me. But then Dorothy, like with a pencil starts like writing in other things. Like it's not like the handwriting doesn't look different, or like it's like, is she like in writing it in the margins?
Was it a handwritten resume? It's a you know what I mean?
Right.
That'd have been a time where computers, I don't know.
Well, maybe you should have, you know, maybe she edited it and then she had to retype it or something.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
then, yeah, she looked happy about it. I would have been pissed off, like, oh, I gotta retype this thing.
Right. Because her interview was 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, because then they go into the fucking kitchen and then they eat all night. And, like, so, like, you had an interview, like, you have an interview in 8 hours. And, like,
and you have to make sure the typewriter's all set up.
You have to, like,
you've got enough ribbon
in the ribbon. You gotta, like, okay. And so, yeah, so then they go into the living room, and because they're like, oh, she says, like, we need warm milk to go back to sleep because apparently they're babies. And so, and then after they get the milk, everyone starts grabbing, they start with cookies, then they grab the chocolate cheesecake. And then
ice cream.
By the way, this is the first time in the season that we see cheesecake. We have not at this point.
You guys
point
were here to witness this.
You were here.
That's the first cheesecake? Because that's like a running theme.
Yeah, definitely. So like after this, it's like cheesecake every episode.
Yeah.
Right. And so they just start eating and then they start talking about fucking. Because that's what like happens when you eat, and they start talking about their first, because and this has nothing to do with the plot, like they're just like like if you take a screenwriting class, you're like, make sure that everything leads to everything that's said leads to sort of the next plot line, you know. This just, you know, why not?
Thrown
we
in
wrote
there.
These jokes. Okay, so yeah, so they start talking about, oh, well Dorothy's talking about Barry Glick, and which was okay. You know what was weird? Like Barry Glick was sort of like in that stack of memos.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, like, is Barry Glick one of her patients?
I thought at first, that she saw someone she recognized and was like, "Oh, Barry Glick's here."
Yeah,
that's what I thought too.
Yeah,
right.
Like it should have been one of her patients or something, and then it would have. It just was like a random note that he called that day.
Yeah.
And like his grief is that he's gay in the 80s. Like that's he just can't handle it.
Yeah, that would have been funny actually. Yeah. But,
right.
Like that whole Barry Glick thing does not play for anything in the episode, really. It's just
I was hoping that we would see him.
Yeah.
But then also too, if all those no one said, hey, this note is for you.
Right, yeah.
It's just like in the same bunch of notes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what if she never got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Rose called back Barry Glick and this is like a total, you know what I mean?
Right, Rose called Barry Glick.
And then he finally came out as being gay. And
what I think totally could have happened was, like, she saw Dorothy and was like, and like, Dorothy, like, she took out her leather outfit, and he was just
and
like,
Glick,
you know, I'm gay. Like, he just faked his gayness because of Dorothy's aggressive sexual advances.
He didn't even like her at all. They met at a coffee shop, and he's like, yeah, I'm gay.
But he's
great to see you guys.
Or something.
So, okay. And then, like, Rose talks about how she's never seen a dick before her husband's.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But was it like you could just, like, Google dicks? Like, you can't... Like, kids can now.
But then they asked that weird question about, have you not seen your dad's dick?
Right.
Which
right.
was really fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was like... Has everyone... Is that, like, a thing? I've never seen my dad's dick. Why would you see your dad's dick?
Like you just... Quit saying it like
that. I would see your dad's dick.
Your dad's dick.
Your dad's dick.
You get me uncomfortable. Now I'm thinking about your dad's dick.
So Dorothy's dad just walked around fucking naked.
That's why she became the
baby mother.
But it could have been, like...
He presented it in a ceremony.
But it could have been, like, accidentally out of the shower or something. The way she was... Like, I didn't know they were...
Italians.
I thought they were talking about something else other than orgasm or whatever.
Oh, really?
Because she was like, you know, a man... So she said man's dick, and then...
But I like that her takeaway from, like, she was grossed out about her dad's dick, but then, like, she just starts talking about orgasms right yeah, afterwards.
It turned her on so did much. She wanted to talk about it.
It didn't faze her. Yeah, like.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now always... that I'm wet, let's talk about orgasms, you know?
And then she's like, we all I saw was the bulls and the horses in the farm, and then Bland says, "To fact to follow."
Dun, dun.
Dun. Great, I love great line. Yeah,
and she's right.
Yeah, and then she says, she asked Blanche, "Did you have an orgasm your first time?" And then Blanche is like, "Yeah, of course, many times, many, many, many times." I'm like, how much did you come with Billy Bonner Bell?
With this, okay, I think it's clear that her first time was a gangbang.
That's why she came. So
yeah.
That's why she was like, was it Billy or was it Bob or was
it like,
Ben?
She's like, it started with a B, and the B was bang.
Yeah. Sorry, the bang.
Bang.
The B was bang. She was wasted and
under a tree.
She just remembers.
I mean, it sounded romantic. It was under dogwood trees. The
smell of perfume. Yeah. Though. I was like,
yeah. Okay. And so then they just keep eating more because she doesn't have a job interview early in the morning the next day or anything. and so the next scene is they're back out. That scene was like 10 minutes long, by the way. It was like 10 minutes of just talking about boning. Like, okay. And so the next scene, they're out in the lanai and Blanche is talking to Milton. She's fanning herself like the Southern Belle that she is. Mm-hmm. She's, her fan matches her outfit.
Right.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It's yellow outfit. And then...
And she's drinking lemonade.
And lemonade.
She's so South.
Everything is yellow. Everything is yellow. And then Milton is just like fucking... Like, by the way, like, she's totally being rebounded. Like, he just, like, lost his wife. And
I don't even think she cares, though.
No,
she just wants some D.
Yeah,
you
know? She wants some D. Yeah. But I'm thinking,
like...
Like
a guy at my house. How to make this work.
But again, why is he there?
Yeah.
Waiting on a bus.
I think he just shows up.
He's depressed, so he's like, I'm gonna get laid in this illegal grief counseling home. Yeah.
He probably just...
He says he came to see Rose. Remember he said, I'm glad that you were here.
No, you know what? Yeah, you're right. He's like, Rose wasn't here. Rose wasn't here. He came for more advice on trying to get in touch with his emotions. The emotion of lust today. Mm-hmm. That's the emotion. And so he says to her, don't worry about losing weight. Men of our age, like a woman with a little bit more
meat on the bones.
Meat on their bones, is that what he says? Or like, so inch, pinch, to pinch.
Inch to pinch.
An inch to pinch. And then she's just so go fuck yourself, dude. Like you're just creepy. It was just creepy.
Did Blanche bring up her diet? Or he just...
He said something like, thanks for bringing up your diet, which is kind of weird.
It's terrible.
That was the writer's room at 2 in the morning. Like, just get him to say thanks for bringing up her diet.
Thanks for bringing up your diet. Yeah, it was really...
How do we get into this? Just say you brought it up.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You're attractive enough to get away with bringing up your diet so to awkward. A guy that you...
That's opening scene. Thank you for bringing up your diet.
That makes sense.
We can get to the joke faster now.
Right. So she brought up her diet.
Right. But they spend like all of like the night before just eating. They probably didn't sleep because they were drinking coffee. They were like, they're going to stay up longer.
Yeah, because they went from all that food to breakfast.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to go to sleep, and then they got caught. They go, let's have coffee. And I'm thinking, you're never going
like,
to sleep.
They're like, look at this time. It's like, yeah. And then Sophia's still in the dark.
Yeah, she's still up there.
Did she go back to her room?
I think she just powered down.
She turned off the light. She's still over there.
She just turned off and was like...
Everyone's eating.
Slowly
didn't see, because you can't see, listeners, Aisha just like made a fake gun and started pointing it towards her mouth. Like,
They just leave her out there. They didn't even invite her in. Hey, let's all go
and
eat.
They found the and found the pepperoni.
They found her pepperoni.
And yeah, and then like,
hide it back.
But come on, if you love pepperoni that much, you could smell it from the other room, and you would come in. Oh, you found my pepperoni.
And you would have searched harder for that pepperoni. It wasn't like it was hidden in the back of the fridge, even, it seemed. She's like, oh, here it is.
But you know what? She probably hid it, and she was just like saving it for herself.
Right.
She's like faking it, like pepperoni's gone, making a big deal about it. That's what grandmas do. Yeah. They psych you out like that.
They hide it behind an old bowl of guacamole.
You later find
No one's gonna want this
moldy
guacamole, and they'll ever find this pepperoni.
But they brought
booze. They hide the booze too. Yeah.
But they brought out a ham.
Yeah.
And
what was lemon chicken or something?
They brought every condiment ever. Mm-hmm. Three types of olives.
It was this salsa's about to go bad. It's gonna go great with the chocolate cheesecake.
Well, like, it starts off with, like, we're having dessert. We can't eat dessert without having dinner first.
Yeah.
Well, we can have dinner without having appetizers first. And so they start just, adding more shit. And so it just goes out of control.
It's kind
of
like, I mean, every time I've gone over to my grandma's house, it's like how my grandma eats. It's like basically like, would you like some chicken salad? Would you like a Hot Pocket? It's like just random.
I love that. Yeah,
I got a pickle tray just ready to go.
Right.
They don't have grandchildren there, so they have to do it to each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they have to have the old lady onslaught of food.
Right. Everybody had to eat together at my house, or, like, it was just, like, a thing you have to eat with everybody. If you opened their refrigerator, like, at a time it wasn't dinner, they'd be like, what are you doing? What are you getting? Like, they were...
Really?
Yeah. Like, you had to wait for everyone to, like, cook, and it was... Yeah, my family is fucking weird.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Dinner's ready in a little bit. I'll date. God, sorry. Dorothy comes in, and they're all drinking lemonade, and Dorothy's like back from her date. She's saying that she has a date that night with Barry, and so it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, oh, tell us about it. And then she's like, turns out he likes dick. Sorry. Like,
they didn't really say that.
They didn't say that, but she's like, turns out he's gay. It would have been great if they said that.
That's why they moved it from episode 2 to 22.
Yeah.
Like, we need people to get on board with this show before we throw that line
before
out
we
there.
Throw in the gay, but they had the gay cook in the first,
They didn't say he was a gay cook.
Yeah. Well, they said that they rewrote this episode, like when I was reading about it, they rewrote this episode because they got rid of Coco the cook. His name was Coco. And so I don't, like, maybe, like, Coco fucked Barry originally.
There's so many
things that could have happened. So this, you guys got the mystery episode.
Was Coco, like, a live-in chef for them?
He was, like, a live-in maid, like, and cook.
Huh. Yeah.
Did he know who played him?
I forget who, but I don't think he had a long-lived career.
After Coco, it all went downhill.
Yeah.
That role.
He just had to live with being Coco.
But isn't it weird, like, they're talking about they're living paycheck to paycheck, but they have a live-in, like, man-made cook?
Yeah.
Seems a bit
true that. And I was also during the first episode, I was like questioning, like, how can we afford this living
Blanche,
cook?
Blanche was like, well, I married money, you know, like, so basically she said she was set, but, like, Dorothy and Rose were just like, yeah, we'll get a couple of paychecks and we're out on the street. You know?
And Blanche is like, no, you could stay here. So she's like, yeah, you would be out on the street. That's be awkward.
That's what's going to happen. You would be gone. Even though we're friends forever. That's
landscaping
that
lanai is not cheap.
This lemonade isn't cheap. Okay.
But they changed the theme song. You know, thank you for being a friend. As long as you have rent, my man.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the card attached would say, please pay your rent. We're feeling today.
Da, 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 da. And cable.
wait. And so, okay. And so then Rose comes in and she has the news about, oh, she didn't get the job, the hospital administrator job. She was so sad. She went to the diner across the street. And she got a root beer, and it was so delicious.
Root beer float. Root beer float.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, root beer float. and then they're like, get on with the story.
Yeah,
and,
get off the float.
Yeah. And so, get off the float, Rose. And then she says, I got a job as a waitress at this diner, and I'm working 12 hours a day for 4 days a week. And then they're like sort of not supportive at first. They're like, why would you do that? Like, that's a lot of work.
That's a, but no offense, but at her age, 12 hours.
Yeah. Like, I was like, at any standing, of our age, 12 hours.
I
that's a
I was
thinking
about shift. I was like, oh, what?
Yeah. Like, they couldn't spread her schedule apart a little bit. Like, they're like, you're doing this already. 12 hours. We got a lot of root beer floats to make.
But it did kind of go where they're like, you have to get something. And then she got something and they weren't happy.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just like judgmental. Like, they want her. Yeah. Fucking bitches, dude.
Like, right. Why aren't you a lawyer?
Yeah. You're 55. You should be a lawyer.
Get a lawyer. Be a lawyer now. Yeah.
You have enough street cred. Yeah.
She can teach people how to keep a skeleton in their home. Yeah.
So do we know, was that job ever talked about again? Do you know?
Okay, so the grief counselor job. Okay, so for the rest of the series, she's a grief counselor. It makes no sense. They never talk about it.
She got being fired from the coffee open. Shop.
Oh. Yeah. She never talks about her serving job, and so like yeah. So there. That's why I think like. We need to hide this episode. Like, that's what they did. Like,
they should have just gotten rid of it. It just seems like it doesn't make a lot of sense for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, it was just like the black sheep episode. And then they finally say, oh, we're really happy for you. And then...
Because you're bringing in income.
Yeah, because we don't have to kick you out. And then so then they start getting up, and then right before they go inside, Blanche asks... Rose, do you like Milton like that way? And she says, oh no, I can never be with Milton. He only dates fat women. And then Rose is like shocked and appalled and offended. And
Blanche.
Sorry. Blanche. I do this all the time.
It gets confusing.
And then
Blanche Rose.
Blanche Rose. Right. And then the show ends.
It's a great ending.
Yay! We did it. Everyone's happy. Everyone's happy except for Sophia, because
she just wants to die.
She wants to die.
You know, in peace.
In peace.
And she never got her pepperoni.
But
it was weird, too, because she wasn't involved in... Because usually she's written in every scene.
Yeah.
And this one, she's just in the corner set.
Right. Like, they're trying to figure out what to do with her, I think. They're just, like, not sure yet. Like, how involved is she going to be? Because she hasn't... Yeah. She doesn't get... She has plot lines later, but not until way later. And so they're just still trying to figure it out.
My favorite episode is when she had that abortion. Oh wait, I think that's another show. Sorry, guys.
She might. Yeah,
your commitment to that was impressive. I was like,
whoa. I was like, the abortion is Dorothy.
It's a flashback episode.
She's like holding a wire hanger in the dark, like.
But sometimes when I, like, whenever I see, if I end up watching, for some reason, like, Sex and the City, I always think, this has already been done.
Yeah.
It's Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. Yeah.
You were saying that yesterday, it's like, it was the old Sex and the City was Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Definitely. Really. Definitely.
Or just Girls.
Yeah. Or the show Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there should be more ass eating in Golden Girls. I mean, I would watch that. Come on. Take it, Blanche.
No. I think Blanche eats the ass, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Old Rimmer.
I think she does. I think she does everything. She's like, Blanche, let me into that hairy ass. Man. Okay, so that's the episode, guys. Thank you so much for doing this.
That was fun.
And so this comes out on Wednesday. So is there any shows that we'd like to promote? Are coming up soon.
Oh, for my Canadian listeners, hello. They're all my Canadian listeners, guys. I am on a show called Too Much Information that is on Super Channel that airs, I don't know when, but you know, if you have Super Channel, look for it. And check me out on all the social media stuff. Aisha Alpha. It's all my name.
And it's spelled
AISHAALF, like Friday A. Mm. People call it Elsa all the time. They think it's a S.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
It's not. Get it together.
Get it right.
Get it together. And Sean, where are you going to be at?
How
can people find you?
I don't even know where I'm going to be.
If you want to find Sean, you'll find him.
All my social media is my name also. Sean Halpin. SHAWNHALPIN. And, around town doing stuff.
Where are you from?
Dallas, but I live in LA.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool. Yeah.
So he'll be doing stuff, follow him on social media. Mm-hmm. And Genevieve, what about you?
All right. I don't know what I have coming up. So yeah.
None of us know.
We live day to day.
Day to day.
Live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about YOLO. You know?
Yeah. YOLO.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know what I have going on, yep, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram as Genevieve Rice, GenevieveRice.
Great.
Yay. Look at you got your all typed out.
Well, that's my schedule. I'm not going to say all of these.
But
this is March. So I am at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm going to be at the Hidden House March 4th for the Old Timer Show, which is everybody that has been doing Hidden House for years and years and years and years and years, coming back and having a very special show. And along with our individual social media stuff, the podcast also has a Twitter. It's at TIFFBAP, which is Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, also on Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever you use to listen to us today. And thank you guys for listening, and have a beautiful day. Yay!
Stay golden.
Stay golden. Stay golden, pony boy. All right.
I just realized why it was called Thank You For Being a Podcast at the end there. I just got it.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.